streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is hour number 2 on a Monday. It is great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It is the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong in a couple of minutes. Joy Taylor joining me. Now, Joy went to the game yesterday.
I did.
I will say this. SoFi is magnificent. But they got to clean up. It's a brand new stadium. They've got to clean up the lines. The lines were brutal to get into the stadium yesterday.
It was a process to get in there.
You're being kind.
I am.
It was bad.
Well, it's just everybody's getting to the game at the same time, which is normal. Everyone does that at every stadium ever. So it's not like you have like 10,000 people coming at this time and then 10,000 more. So it can like all be orderly. And we have to check vaccines and be scanned to go in, obviously, like every stadium. Well, every stadium does it 2 vaccines, but here we do. So, you know, it's a process. We just need add like 10 more metal detectors to each entrance.
Yeah, and there's also something. There's a shortage of people at restaurants and facilities.
Course.
So
yeah.
We're going through a really odd time. By the way, I went to 2 restaurants in L.A. this weekend. Very nice restaurants. And no masks, and like the rest of the country, and nobody was checking anything, and I don't know if that's legal, but...
I don't think it is.
But so the restaurant tours are pretty much over it.
Well, look,
we're exhausted.
Neither one of us are doctors.
Yeah.
But...
I know what fatigue is.
I am fatigued.
And I'm over the mask.
More than willing... Yes, my face is over it. I've, like, got a whole new
situation. Yeah, and your
situation.
Face doesn't need protecting. Mine, covering is nothing
no,
but...
No, this was not... This was meant to be shown.
Yeah, to the world.
Yeah, that's what... I should be the most offended by this.
All right, here we go. Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday.
Where Colin was right.
I said Joe Burrow. I said this 2 weeks ago. He'd be my MVP. Not Brady and not Aaron Rodgers. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers is valuable, but he's got like a good coach and a good roster and a good organization, and they draft and develop well. The Bengals were 6-25-1 before he got there. They're the cold weather facility, only NFL franchise, northern franchise, without an indoor practice facility, the cheapest owners, and he's got them in a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers was one and done. Jordan Love could do that. It's nothing against Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, but what he is doing is the definition of value. This coach was going to get fired if he was given 8 more games. And he has now turned around Zach Taylor, changed his life, changed everybody's life in this organization. Joe Burrow was my MVP. I didn't think it was a hot take, and I stand by it today. But the voting was done before the playoffs, so he won't win it.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I thought Joe Burrow would be good. I said he's going to be Tony Romo. He's going to be Tony Romo. Well, he's already surpassed Tony Romo in career playoff wins. He's just fantastic. He's got a likable arrogance. He's got an it factor. I thought he was going to be good out of college. I thought he was good in college. But it was hard because LSU had so many great players. It was arguably the most talented college team of all time. And I thought, well, okay. I mean, let's just see when he goes to the Bengals. And the other thing that should be noted, he's coming off a brutal injury, like a really all-time bad injury, and he has shown no ill effects. And by the way, even when Brady missed a year because of an injury, the next year, Tom did not want to get hit. You could watch Tom. He was very apprehensive in the pocket. You'd have never known it with Burrow. He plays as confidently today as he did 5 minutes before that injury.
Where Colin was right.
The NFL overtime is fine. The media has to do more than just hyperventilate on everything. Last week, the Chiefs won the coin toss and won. And this week, the Chiefs won the coin toss and lost. The college overtime is hokey. It's junior high. They don't use special teams. It's just goofy. The NFL overtime, maybe we should tweak it from regular season to the playoffs and give both teams a ball. That's fine, but let's not make it sound like it's unrealistic. Last week, the Chiefs were unstoppable. They won it and won the game. This week, the Bengals had the mojo. The Chiefs didn't. Chiefs won it, gave it right back to Cincinnati, and they won. In the end, you got to make plays. Cincinnati was the hotter team with more momentum and made plays, and Kansas City wasn't. The best team overwhelmingly wins. You know, Tom Brady, by the way, is 4-for-4 going to overtime, winning the coin flip and winning the game. Yes, because he's Tom Brady. So, yes, Tom Brady had the best coach in Tom Brady. When he got the coin flip, he won the games. But most people aren't Tom Brady. I'm okay with the overtime rules.
Where Colin was wrong.
Listen, for OBJ, when he went to LA, I said, he's not separating and he's got the drops. He feels like a number three receiver. Well, yesterday he had 11 targets and 9 catches. It has been easy. It has been seamless. I don't think he's dropped a ball yet. In Cleveland, he was out of sorts. I had a GM text me when the Rams got him and said, our videotape shows he doesn't separate anymore. Well, he's separating in this system. He's separating at SoFi. And it's not just the catches, but they're big catches. He'll go up the sideline. He'll go over the middle. Yesterday, he got popped. Doesn't matter. He really looks bigger to me. He looks thicker to me. He looks stronger to me. And he always had great hands in New York, and he's got them back.
Where Colin was right.
I know you analytic mavens hate field goals, but the Bengals now are 12-for-12 in the playoffs in field goals. Listen, I like points. End of the first half, Kansas City. Kick a field goal. This idea that threes don't matter. You watched all these games. How many of these playoff games were 38-37? Outside of Kansas City and Buffalo, it was all situational football. It was good quarterbacks having bad halves. Threes matter, and Evan McPherson, tip of the foot to you.
Where Colin
4 years
was
ago,
wrong.
He was a senior in high school in tiny Fort Payne, Alabama. Now the Bengals Super Bowl chances rest on his right foot. The kick is up.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is good! Coffin nails!
Bam! 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 That is unbelievable.
I like field goals.
Where Colin was wrong.
I've defended Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's clearly good enough to win playoff games and get you to a Super Bowl. But in the fourth quarter yesterday, he looked small. He was 3 for 9, a pick, no touchdowns, a 4.2 passer rating. And because of his previous injuries, and he was never overly mobile, but he's become a very stationary target. He's also a guy that unless his feet are perfectly set, he doesn't have a ton of arm strength. He just doesn't. He's, you know, whenever he decides late on a play to throw it up the sideline, it is cringy. It is like, run for your lives, blindfold me. I don't want to see it if I'm a 49er fan. But again, Goff, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, they're good enough to get you into some of these big games, but at some point you do watch him side by side with a Stafford or a Mahomes, you know, and it feels like we can upgrade, and I think it's time to upgrade.
Where Colin was right?
Kept saying, last week, watch the conference championship games. The refs are going to swallow their whistle. Every year, NBA playoffs, the refs swallow their whistle. In the regular season, you got 12 penalties per game. In the first two rounds of the playoffs, you got 10. This weekend, you got 7. First of all, better teams are better coached, commit fewer penalties. And just like the NBA playoffs, refs swallow their whistle. They don't want to decide games. And yesterday, this weekend, I mean, that Rams-Niners game was it was wrestling up the sideline between cornerbacks and wide receivers, and I prefer that game. On the perimeter, unless it's an egregious pass interference, it's a great athlete on a great athlete. Let them fight for the ball. And but the media, again, can we offer some context? We see it year after year after year. The further you go, the refs step back. And frankly, the players and teams get better, and there's not as many silly penalties.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, my quarterback face bracket, very discouraging. I had Brady, who's going to retire, and Mahomes, who struggled yesterday. This is where I choose the game solely on who the best quarterback is. And we know that it is a coach and a running game. I mean, the Bengals' running game yesterday in the second half was hugely important. So my face bracket, we may have to retire it. It was really bad early, had a couple of decent years, and just went into the proverbial tank yesterday. And, well, at least I had Burrow in the Final Four. I had Joe Burrow, and that was the least likely, I thought, to get advanced. So there you go.
I mean, you had the AFC Championship game, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly right, Joy. I had the AFC Championship game right, and then it just deteriorated from there. Greg Olson, who is fantastic, is around the corner. So much fun. So much fun. Football is just, and you know, it's going to be so interesting because quarterback now, and you all know this, is more important. And we've got some quarterback dramas in Seattle and Green Bay and San Francisco. And it is interesting. What would you, if you're a Steeler fan, what would you give up for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because I would call him today.
I don't think a first-round pick is unrealistic.
No, I don't either. I think
I wouldn't do a first-round pick and a bunch of players.
I think most GMs look at Jimmy G. Like, I think Denver would say, we'll give you 2, no players, because of his injury history. And I think the Niners would take that. If I'm the Niners, I move Jimmy. I take a second. And then I would draft another quarterback, somebody that's got, like a Colt McCoy, like Arizona has. A little bit of a veteran presence with Trey Lance, who's clearly a backup, could win a game if he had to start. Like, not a Gardner Minshew, because he thinks he's a starter. But like a Colt McCoy, who plays a little like Trey Lance. He moves around. I'd try to find, like, I talked to Robert Griffin III yesterday. He's fantastic, by the way. He is fantastic on podcasts. And you know, he was perfect for Lamar.
Yeah.
A mentor, knew it wasn't his job, really smart, can help in the room, and can absolutely win a game if you have to play him. So I think I'd move off Garoppolo, and I'd probably go find the veteran or draft a kid who is a non-threat, like a 6-round kid, but you watch them in college and you're like, he's got a little Trey in him. So, but I do think it's time. The separation is clear.
It feels that way, and I think for as much as we discussed Jimmy last week, I think Niners fans are ready.
Yes, and I think Pittsburgh works.
I would love to have Jimmy in Pittsburgh. If they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers, You're in a bridge situation right now anyway. If you don't love anybody in the draft, he's certainly better than Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. And now, you want to talk about that division now? You got Joe Burrow. Lamar Jackson's going to be back healthy. The entire Ravens roster is going to be back healthy.
Baker will be better.
Baker will be better. You going to run this with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins?
I'm going to pass on that.
All right.
Greg Olson next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my game.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Sunday, a storied venue that's seen everything has never seen anything like this. NASCAR comes to the Los Angeles Coliseum for the very first Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. Sunday coverage begins at 5 Eastern, only on Fox.
You know, they used to play, I believe, I could be wrong on this, but I think I've seen old photos. They used to play baseball at the Coliseum. I could be totally wrong. It was at the Rose Bowl or the Coliseum. I swear I'm right. Ryan, go look up Google Images baseball at the LA Coliseum. They've had the Olympics there, or you know, I mean, they've done all sorts of venues and experiences there. So you know, did they? There you go.
Oh, you're right.
Boom. This thing's a steel trap up here, Joy. Greg Olson, three-time Pro Bowler, a decade and a half in the NFL, now a great broadcaster, lucky us, Fox Sports. So, you know, I'm watching Matt Stafford, and I say this as a father of a bunch of kids, like all the stumbles in life, they get you ready for crisis. Like if you live a perfect life and there's no stumbles, when you have them at 29, you're over your skis. And I watched Stafford in the last couple of weekends. And that 13 years of Detroit trailing late, not having the perfect run game, you know, and I thought, Boy, he is ready for this. He's emotionally ready for this, the meltdown last week. What's your takeaway on somebody who has had this NFL experience, good teams, bad teams, what you saw with Stafford?
Yeah, I think in a world where we want to judge everyone and their legacy and, you know, where they stand in time, you know, Stafford's, the word on him was always that he was a stat accumulator. He was always going to play. He was on bad teams, so he always had the opportunity to throw for a million yards because they were playing from behind. And he had Calvin Johnson, and he was going to throw the ball up. That was always the MO on him. And now all of a sudden, he gets to go to a real team with real infrastructure around him, weapons, play caller, coaching. And in 1 year, he changes that entire legacy. And I think it's just so important that as we try to place these team standards on individual guys' legacies, like a Stafford or whoever, so much of that overall team success is the product of the environment that you're operating in. And yeah, sometimes that's, he didn't control he got drafted to Detroit. He didn't control. What if he had played the last 5 years with McVay in LA? How many Super Bowls maybe would he have won and or at least gone to? And I think we get so wrapped up in trying to, you know, evaluate everyone's legacy and where they stand. Sometimes you're in the right place or the wrong place, yeah, at the right time or the wrong time. I think this is a perfect example of he got out of Detroit, got into an environment where he can excel. And it took him one season, and he's playing for the Super Bowl.
You know, OBJ's interesting because in Cleveland, I said, I always thought he had really good hands, and I'm like, he's got the drops. And it's like, well, that's what happens if you don't have an alignment with a quarterback. You lose confidence. You're not focused. I mean, I watch him in L.A., and I'm like, man, he's got super glue on those hands. Like, it's unbelievable, Greg. He's back to being – he looks like a thicker version too, by the way. He's a little more yoked up, but he's seamlessly moved into this Rams offense.
Yeah, I saw him in pregame. He came over. We talked for a couple of minutes when I had a Rams game towards the end of the season. I just asked him. I said, "What, you know, what is it like? Do you love it?" He goes, "Man, let me tell you something." He goes, "I know Cooper. You know, I know he's the guy, and Cooper Kupp's gonna, no, he dominates the league." He goes, "Next year," he goes, "you watch. I'm gonna have my best year ever." There was just a glow. You know, when you see somebody and you can just tell they genuinely are in a happy place. They feel motivated. They feel like they're being, like, all their goals are being met. They're being challenged. They just feel like everything's working. Just seeing the look on his face to maybe see how he looked when he was in Cleveland seemed kind of like a beaten dog a little bit.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you get into an environment that you feel you're appreciated, you're challenged, you're utilized. All of a sudden, your whole demeanor, your whole outlook, and your energy changes. It's not a coincidence that then production and performing at a high level follows suit. This is such a mental game. And sometimes being happy, being challenged, feeling like you're a part of something, it all goes hand in hand with the, of course, the obvious physical traits that a guy like Odell has. This really worked out better than I think anyone could have imagined. Obviously, Robert Woods getting hurt opened up a lot more opportunities for him that no one could have foreseen. But I'm with you. In this playoffs, he's been as big of a factor and then making the Super Bowl run as anybody.
By the way, I have always been of the belief that one of the hardest things to do as a coach is balance the, we got a rookie quarterback, but he's not quite as good as an Andy Dalton. And so and those guys get fired so often. It's so hard. And then, you know, you look at the Niners, but my belief has always been, if you can sit a guy for a year behind a pro, Mahomes, Alex Smith, Trey Garoppolo, then that's the ideal world, you know, but people don't want that. They want the stars. So what do you make, what do you do now with Garoppolo? What do you do?
I just think you can't afford to waste another year. And this isn't a knock on Garoppolo. I mean, he took them, you know, within one possession of making another Super Bowl appearance. I think at some point, though, once you make the decision to leverage all those first-round picks to trade up, to take Trey Lance, you now have a four, potentially a five-year window where you have your hypothetical starting quarterback for cheap, right? You can get Trey Lance for 4 years and pay him $25 million. That's how much you'd have to pay Garoppolo for 1 year this year. If you carry that over again, your four-year window of being able to build around a young quarterback before he gets on a longer, more highly paid contract, you're 2 years into that four-year window. You're halfway out of it. So the big advantage in the NFL is I can either have Rodgers, Tom Brady. I can have a top five guy who can make up for maybe the deficiencies around him because I'm going to pay him $40 million. I'm not going to be able to spend that on my roster. Or you have a young guy on a rookie contract who can win But over 5 years, you pay him $25 million, which in NFL quarterback money is pennies. That's really the model that you see. You need a star or you need someone cheap. The middle of the road guy who can't win by himself, but you still spend $20 to $30 million and he takes up a bunch of cap space. That's the problem San Francisco's in right now. So I think whether they love Jimmy or not, and he obviously played really well and did what he had to do to get them, you know, pretty much on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, you have to turn this thing over to Trey Lance to just see whether or not he can do it. Because if he can't do it, you've set your franchise back a long way because you traded a ton for him. And along the way, you got rid of Garoppolo, who's proven he's gotten to a Super Bowl and he's gotten to another NFC championship. Now they have to see, is can Trey Lance come in with the same roster and have similar success?
So, you know, I said earlier, it would be if I would have pounded the table in mid-December and said, Bengals are going to beat Kansas City, they're going to end up in the Super Bowl, you would have thought I was out of my mind. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Bears. Burrow looked awful. They got hammered by the Chargers. Even in the playoffs, they were outgained by the Raiders, sacked 9 times by the Titans, trailed 21-3. Did you ever play in a team, and it was probably that Carolina team, where you're like, are we good? Oh, gosh, we're good. Oh, God, we're in the Super Bowl. Like, it's hard to even make an argument for Cincinnati multiple times this year, even a month ago. They were even a divisional round winning team.
In the NBA playoffs, MLB, you very rarely see upsets along the way because they're best of five, best of seven game series, where over the length of a series, the best team. Listen, if Kansas City and Cincinnati played 5 times,
yeah,
I don't know if Cincinnati can win that. But guess what? They don't have to. They got to win once. And yesterday, the defense in the second half put on a historically good performance. I mean, halfway through the second quarter, it's 21-3 or whatever it was, and you're saying they're going to score 40. And all of a sudden, they scored 3 points in the second half, right? And all of a sudden, that flipped. They can't protect the passer. You say, all right, if you can get after the quarterback and knock the quarterback around, the team's going to struggle. Other than Burrow, because apparently you can hit him 7,000 times and he doesn't care, right? So they're an anomaly in that regard. And I think when you brought up our 15 team, like when you went across our roster, our defense had a lot of stars. Offensively, obviously, Cam was the MVP. But across the board, we just had a lot of really good, solid players. We had, you know, we had Khalil was a Pro Bowler at center and whatnot. But like, we weren't stars. Our wide receivers were really good players, but they weren't Hall of Famers. They weren't Pro Bowlers. When you have magic and you have a roster that complements each other and there's no selfishness, there's no division within the locker room, that can be really powerful, and sometimes that's even more powerful than just accumulating as many first-round picks and as many really talented players as possible. It just seems whatever Cincinnati's doing, and I think you got to give Zach Taylor a lot of credit. I mean, people wanted to run him out of town a year ago. That 3-year plan, you need the right coach, you need the right quarterback who's young, and when you nail both those, you have a chance to flip it. And it seems like that 3-year turnaround is kind of the window now of these quote-unquote rebuilds, and Cincinnati's built to be good for a long time. And again, back to our conversation with San Francisco, they're good for a long time because they got another year, if not two, of paying relatively no money for Joe Burrow, and they can build the team around him.
I will say this. I am a big believer in momentum. I did not like Kansas City going for it end of the first half. My takeaway was, I don't care what analytics say, I want my guys going into the room with over, I don't know what the score would have been, 24-3 or 24-3. Yeah, I want my guys going to the room feeling great about themselves. I want Cincinnati to feel like it's over. And then you miss the field goal. Cincinnati's energized. Kansas City's like, oh, blown opportunity. And it changed the game. And just, that's where I'm, just give me points. You know, like I said this about analytics. Whatever they say, if I do a 12-play drive and I go analytically go for it and don't get anything, and then I get the ball back and go on another 12-play drive, I don't want to see those big offensive linemen come off the field, 24 plays dominating with no points. I wanted a field goal at the end of the half. That's what I felt was best for the mojo. I didn't care what analytics said, and it may not have been a terrible analytic call. Your takeaway on some of Kansas City's late half play calling?
Yeah, I think end of the first half and end of the fourth quarter, right before, you know, the end of obviously regulation, which thankfully, Harrison Buckner made that longer field goal than it should have been to force overtime. I wasn't so much concerned that they took a shot. I think they snapped it with, what, 4 or 5 seconds maybe before half. That ball needs to be snapped, and it's got to be a one-look or it's thrown a or it's thrown out of bounds quickly and you take a field goal, right? 5 seconds is probably right on the verge. They were close enough on the 1 or 2 yard line that they probably could have gotten it done. They didn't have a lot of time, but the fact that he threw the ball in essence backwards was really the interesting component that I thought. I didn't mind the trying to get one more play. I didn't mind before the end of regulation being a little bit more aggressive, trying to go for the touchdown and not settle for the field goal. But the second it wasn't there, that ball needs to be in the bleachers. That ball needs to be thrown over someone's head out of bounds. You bring your field goal team on the field and you go. I don't necessarily hate the decision. I'm not exactly sure, A, the play call, and B, obviously Mahomes has that where you don't, we've talked about this on your show before, right? You said early in the season when they were struggling, I said, it's kind of like Steph Curry. If he misses a shot from half court, do you tell him to stop doing it? Because that's the beauty of his genius. Same thing with Mahomes. It gets him into trouble a little bit trying to make that play, but he needs to find a way where he can balance what makes him so unique and special, which is that the play's never over. You saw it on the Kelce touchdown. But in those situations, when you're playing against the clock and you're playing in a very specific situation, that ball needs to be thrown out of bounds, bring the field goal unit on, and to your point, go into half up 24-3. I wasn't exactly sure what they were trying to get done there at either end of either half.
Yeah. By the way, I've felt this for a couple of weekends. I do feel like the Rams defensive front is going to be a handful for the Bengals. That's my yeah. I mean, between Vaughn, it was good before Vaughn Miller. And now it's like, I just don't know how block. And you know, the other thing about it, they're all quick and athletic. They're like not only big, but God, all of them have good feet. That's a tough matchup for Cincinnati for me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Cincinnati struggle up front, more so in obviously in pass protection. You know, obviously Burrow the week before got sacked, what was it, 9 times or something ridiculous. You know, you just don't see teams win with that model. They're kind of built more like squatty. They're downhill. They're very physical in the run game. Typically, it's hard to find guys that can straddle that line and be real big and physical and downhill and gap scheme and come off the ball, but also sit back and pass off twists in games. If you can't do this, and you're, you know, I'm not a big sports gambler, but if you are, you're taking whatever the prop bets on the MVP is probably going to come from Von Miller or Aaron Donald or Leonard Floyd. Like, one of those guys is going to disrupt this game, you would imagine, especially if the Rams can come out offensively and find their rhythm early and make Cincinnati try to match them possession for possession, which, of course, in today's NFL means you got to throw the ball. If they drop back and get into a position where Cincinnati is forced to be in must throw, forced to be in must drop back situations, they've got to be really, really sure of their pass protection schemes. They got to be really, really sure of how they're going to handle Aaron Donald. He doesn't line up in the same spot every time. Him and Von Miller are together. Then they split him so you can't slide. I agree with you. I think that's the matchup going into this game. but listen, Burrow's proved us wrong before. I mean, he's gotten hit a billion times this playoffs, and all he does is keep winning.
Greg, it's a pleasure to see you. You even dropped in sports gambling. You are so progressive. You know you know what's happening in 2022, my friend. You're doing such a great job, and we'll hear from you soon.
I appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, Greg Olson, bye, who's just been a gem, a home run find for us. All right, Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Chiefs blew an 18-point lead in the AFC title game to fall short of their third straight Super Bowl appearance. And after the loss, Patrick Mahomes expressed his disappointment in not reaching the Super Bowl with such high expectations for the team.
The leaders on this team know that this isn't our standard. We want to win the Super Bowl. Whenever you taste that winning the Super Bowl, nothing less than that is success. I mean, it's definitely disappointing. I mean, here with this group of guys that we have, we expect to be in that game and to win that game. And anything less than that is not success. So we'll go back and we'll look at all the things we did well, the adversity we battled through, the team that we became towards the end of the season, and try to learn from the mistakes that we made and try to be better next year.
He was 26 of 39 for 275 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Some of the video we were showing is kind of part of the reason why this fell apart.
Yeah.
Like we give the leaders of the team all the praise when things go well. When things don't go well, you have to get the criticism.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like Kansas City was some underdog fighting his way back there. I saw you tweeted that. Like, is it? No. Like, they expected to be there, and Patrick Mahomes is right. Like, yeah. The expectations for this team is Super Bowl. If they don't get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, it's not considered success. And I think that's fair. I don't think that applies to every single team.
No, about three of them.
Right. But for this team, it is.
Kansas City and Green Bay.
Yes.
Those were disappointing seasons. For Correct. Green Bay and Kansas. Even Tampa, I don't think it is. I'm like, no, that Tom is 44.
They wanted to go to the Super Bowl. Their intention was to go to the Super
Bowl. But Green Bay and Kansas City, this isn't good enough.
Yeah, I don't even know that I put the Rams in that category.
No, I don't.
Like, I don't think if they lost yesterday that it was a disappointing season. I mean, disappointing, yes, but I don't think that it was a loss of a season. Yeah. Like, it was something to build on, and it was Matthew Stafford's first year with the team, and the fact that they are in the Super Bowl is tremendous. But I don't think there's any reason to panic about the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Like, I'm seeing some stuff on social media today, like Andy Reid's falling apart. Like,
oh, God.
Calm down. They'll be right back here next year.
People forget
Is it a
this.
Disappointment? Yes. Are there things that they need to work on? Of course. When you don't win, there's a reason why, and you have to be self-reflective.
Tom Brady had a 10-year stretch in the middle of his career. He wasn't going to Super Bowls. He wasn't winning them. Like, this stuff is hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the dynasty conversation, right? Like, even when you really, truly examine what the Patriots did, they didn't win the Super Bowl every single year, guys. They were just there and in the conversation and competitive and in championship games.
Think how hard it is. They lost last-second games to Eli Manning twice and Nick Foles. So even when you get there and don't face what you consider is a Elway, Nick Foles beat him. Eli twice made the most miraculous throws of his career. So our job, I think, in the media is to add context to viewers. Fans should be hyperbolic. Fans hyperventilate. We shouldn't. Like, Kansas City is on track to get to another 7 or 8 conference championships in the next decade, and they're going to break through a few of them and win a Super Bowl. I did think it was ridiculous when we anointed Peyton Manning with, you know, he could win 7 of these things.
Yeah,
it's slow down.
It's very hard to do that. That's why it's such a big deal. Now, I do think there was some decision-making on Patrick Mahomes' part towards the end of the game that was very confusing to me. And I do think he needs to, and it's your artist description is right. Like, he has to find a way to judge when to bail on the thing, when to bail on the play. The running around, like, these defensive linemen are pretty fast and athletic too. Like, they're going to catch you and disrupt the situation. And we saw that happen. So you have to know when to bail on the play. And also, Patrick Mahomes is still a relatively young player.
You know, I just thought of this. Both Tennessee and Green Bay, only two bye teams anymore.
Yeah.
At home favored, both lost.
Yeah.
It's the teams that are getting through. The Bengals had to overcome. The Rams had to overcome. Especially when you consider the Rams' division, and they ultimately were asked to beat a Niners team they haven't beaten 3 years. If you really look who's ended up, it's not the bye, it's not home field, it's a little bit of the teams that had these calluses built up over the course of a season.
Yeah.
Burrow had multiple bad games. Stafford was a mess about 3 times. It's interesting where we've ended up. The situationally tough teams prevailed.
They did. Well, Odell's been a key piece for the Rams since joining the team in November. And after winning the NFC title, he spoke about how great it feels to reach the Super Bowl with this group.
Being integrated into the plan, taking me in, you know, just pushing me for excellence, the weight room, everything about this place is right and it's done right. And it's just been an incredible opportunity. You know, the very first game we played at San Francisco, and first play of the game, the ball was thrown my way. And it's just been that they've instilled confidence into me. I'm at a loss for words.
Good for him. Good for him.
It was a rough day for Detroit and Cleveland yesterday.
Rough day. There have been a lot of rough days for Detroit and Cleveland.
Yeah, yesterday was especially rough watching that Rams game. Cleveland and Detroit, not necessarily a good look. But Odell has been great for the Rams.
Let me ask you this. I don't know the contractual situation. I know that Odell's a free agent. I'm watching this thing yesterday, and there's no loyalty in sports.
Of course.
If you could keep Odell and move off Robert Woods coming off an injury, what would you do?
Well, hopefully they don't have to make that decision.
Well, I know, but now that Cooper Kupp's expensive, Robert Woods is expensive, you're going to have to pay. How much can you pay wide receiver? Because now I'm paying Stafford, Whitworth. Now, Andrew Whitworth may retire. That would help him. But they're paying some big.
I don't know. The Rams use some other offshore
they
banking
use a Swiss
situation.
Bank. No taxes.
They find a way to pay everybody. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Cooper Kupp is just...
Do you look
unbelievable? We should watch
his numbers. Am I wrong on this? He had 170 catches. Am I wrong on that? I yesterday I looked at 2,300 yards.
He's
a touchdown per game.
He's astonishing. It is astonishing how good he is, and he's just so subtle about it. He's just out there.
If you put him in,
being great,
they either scheme him open or he gets open. And by the way, Stafford and him have developed a scary moxie, a scary connectivity. Because that throw late in that game, like that.
I mean, he is a remarkable player.
How many catches did Cooper Kupp? I saw it yesterday on the internet. I'm like, I think it was 170, including the playoffs. That's like having in a baseball season 325 hits. It's like, that didn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's to put in perspective, Odell's been there since November. In the postseason, he's had 19 catches. 236 yards and one touchdown. He had 9 catches for 113 yards yesterday. The Rams find a way to make things work. And like Odell said, when things are run well, when you have a good culture.
Oh, my God.
When everyone's taken care of, you just make people feel good. They tend to want to go out there and play for you. So Aaron Rodgers has said that all options are on the table when it comes to his NFL future. But there's a new report that could indicate that he's not planning on making a move. According to Ian Rappaport, Rodgers stayed in Green Bay for a few extra days after their playoff loss to plot out the team's future with Matt LaFleur and others within the organization. So it reportedly left them with some cautious optimism that Rodgers will remain with the Packers for the 2022 season.
You know what RG3 told me last night? He says you got to go get another player on offense at wide receiver. What do you call it? He had a term for him. He called them HBO guys. Darn it, I forgot what it stood for, but it was brilliant by RG3. You got to get him another guy that he trusts. He said Randall Cobb 7 years ago was a guy. You got to get Aaron. Say, Aaron, we're going to go get you a two. Because Devontae's great. He goes, every other quarterback around in this league right now, Burrow's got T. Higgins. Stafford has OBJ. You got to get him a two to his one. Because all these other quarterbacks, Brady had him, Stafford has him, Burrow has him, Mahomes has him. You got to get him a two.
And you can do that in the draft easily.
Or spend a little money.
I don't want to get too aggressive out here. I have to keep it in perspective. Fox Bet has the Packers with the best odds to keep Rodgers at -110. Broncos +150. Steelers +300. The Niners +700, which I do not believe is even a possibility. No. The Colts +1,100. I maintain that the Colts is the best immediate situation, but if you're looking at the teams that are in the quarterback market,
they don't have a number two receiver.
Steelers, Denver, the Saints, he's not going there. The Giants are in a complete rebuild. The Dolphins probably are still in the quarterback market despite having Tua. The Texans, Colts, as I mentioned. The Titans might be interesting. I don't think they'll move off Ryan Tannehill.
No.
That would be a great situation.
We'll see.
Panthers, and if Tom Brady retires, the Bucks, but I don't see him going there either. But we will be on watch. I don't think for long, though. I do think we'll get a decision on Aaron Rodgers very soon.
All right, Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Howie Long
news.
Last hour. More in a second, The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep. You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
You know, the other thing that's really important, Tim Duncan was the best player for the Spurs, and he was chill, and there was no ego. And so when the best player on your NBA franchise is the first to work, is the last to leave, is a grinder with no ego, you can't be the second and third best player and bring your ego. Brady would win every year the offseason workout guy of the year. Brady's selfless, no ego. You as a big, tough corner are going to have an ego? It's like Tom's the franchise. One of the things that's really good for the Rams, Aaron Donald, no ego, absolute, best player defensively in the league for a decade, and Aaron has no ego. It's all about winning. It's all about workout. Well, what, you're going to bring your big old ego over here? Well, Aaron Donald, he'll just wrap you up like a pretzel. Cooper Kupp, no ego. And so I do think a guy like Odell Beckham comes in, or Von Miller, and they've got big personalities and they're superstars, right? And they look at these guys and it's like there's kind of an unspoken, if the star isn't a yapper, a talker, a self-absorbed guy, it makes everybody get in line. And you look at Stafford, he's not doing a bunch of commercials. Aaron Donald is like all in on team. Cooper Kupp is, I mean, you should hear his interviews. He breaks it down like a coach. There's no flash. And so it's like everybody kind of gets in line. Like you just, yeah. I mean, if the greatest players are working hard, and that was always a great Tim Duncan and Brady sort of the unspoken, the best player isn't telling you how great he is, then you shouldn't either as the third or second best player on a team. And I think this whole Rams, the Rams have a very interesting balance where they have Hall of Famers. Like Stafford will make the Hall of Fame. Cooper Kupp's going to make the Hall of Fame if he stays healthy. Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer. Jalen Ramsey's a Hall of Famer. Andrew Whitworth going to get votes. Like they got big time guys here. You'd never know it. You never see players in the paper. You just don't. It's a very fundamentally sound, despite going out and you know, filling a roster full of stars, Very understated. Very San Antonio Spurs. Very New England Patriots, where Edelman's going to get Hall of Fame votes and Brady was going to. And you start looking at those rosters and it's like, yeah, that guy's going to make the Hall of Fame and that's going to, Gronk's going to make the Hall of Fame. And everybody's real quiet. Just do their job. And I'm not anti-personality, but I do think it's a, for this town, you could go sideways very fast in L.A. I mean, remember those young Laker teams a few years ago? And they were like, the kids bought into L.A. And you get distracted very fast in Los Angeles. Hour three, Howie Long, all next in L.A. It's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.